At times the air felt still, despite the school gym being a hive of activity. Other times, the room was abuzz as clergy performed their ceremonies, though the audience was in complete silence. Students place crosses on the table for the bishop to bless, which will then be placed in classrooms. Mansur Tanweer, Milton Today. One of the newest schools to begin welcoming students into its classrooms, St. Josephine Bakita Catholic Elementary School, was blessed Monday before dignitaries from institutions both secular and religious. Bishop Douglas Crosby, Mayor Gord Krantz, Chair of the Halton Catholic District School Board Marvin Duarte, and many others presided over processions, the sprinkling of holy water, and prayers. Principal Vince Chinania expressed that he was so proud of all the students and staff. As we discuss so often, build each other up, take care of one another, and always spread love and kindness, said Principal Chinania as he addressed the crowd of students and parents. Spreading kindness and love was the oft-repeated mantra of those who stood at the dais to speak. Much of this refrain of supporting and uplifting is borrowed from the example of the school's namesake. Born to a wealthy Sudanese family in 1869, she was kidnapped by slavers around the age of 9. She was given the name Bakita, meaning lucky. Her birth name appears to have been lost to history. An Italian diplomat purchased her, intending to free her. Eventually, she converted to Christianity and adopted the name Josephine Bakita. She joined the Kenosian Daughters of Charity in the 1890s, taking her vows as a nun. During her time in Italy, she developed a reputation for warmth, gentleness, and soft-spoken nature. She often helped with menial tasks and comforted the poor who came through the doors of her convent. The school is not fully complete yet, as a few parts of the school still need some work. However, that did not stop the gathering from celebrating how far the building has come. In this spirit, Archbishop Crosby led the group in thanking the faculty, students, local government, and all of the professionals who helped build the school. "It's all about thank you today. Thank you is a big word. Say it often, say it every day, say it many times during the day. It's a beautiful word," the Archbishop implored the students. Aside from the words, the high clergy spent the ceremony blessing the crowd, as well as several crosses that will be hung in the individual classrooms. Kids sang songs in English, French, Cree, and Zulu.